Once a year, the federal government celebrates its employees' achievements in Oscar-like fashion. The Service to America Medals recognizes the most innovative federal employees and teams that make a difference for the public. The Partnership for Public Service has released the list of 33 finalists. President Max Steyer tells us about the categories for this year's SAMMY's nominations.
We have an award for those that are on the young side. It's called the Calls to Serve Medal, and I will tell you that as always, this category is fabulous. So, you know, we have... Should I name names or not?
Yeah, give us a couple names and samples of the kinds of things they've done. We can't go through all of them, but just give us one or two that you think are interesting that someone of which will be named the winner.
Sure. So we have Sophia Hussein in this category who works as a forensic accountant at the SEC, and she's applying cutting-edge data analytics to identify fraud, and her work has really resulted in the return of literally hundreds of millions of dollars to investors. We also have a team of 25, I love this one, all under the age of 35 from USAID, and they've generated nearly $1 billion in aid over 60 projects in 42 developing countries in a really innovative public-private loan guarantee program. So it's really extraordinary stuff. So on the opposite side of the spectrum, we have folks that have been in government for quite some time and have contributed for many, many years, and they're amazing people, everyone from Ed Needler, who is the deputy SG, who's argued more Supreme Court cases than anyone else that is practicing today, and is really the conscience and the holder of the integrity of the SG's office, a treasure in the minds of those who practice law, to Scott Borg, who is responsible at NSF for the research that's going on in Antarctica, and really done some incredibly amazing scientific discoveries that involve climate change, the origins of the universe, finding unknown species. It's just a remarkable thing.
We're speaking with Max Steyer. He is president and CEO of the Partnership for Public Service. And one of the career achievement finalists, I think, is interesting in showing the global reach of the federal government, and that's Thomas Brown from the State Department.
Yes. And again, there's really almost no way, in fact, I don't think there's any way, when you read through these stories to say, this is the best. They're all amazing, and they're so diverse, as you suggest. So Thomas Brown has spent his career really helping globally countries understand the importance and value of drug prevention and addiction treatment, and has created literally programs in 70 different countries around the world, especially focusing on women and children. So this is a gentleman who... has a lot to be proud of, and our country has a lot to be proud of, given the contributions that he's made. We move on to citizen services. There are just, wonderful stories here. One of my favorites is James Green, who works at the National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health for CDC, and he has worked on something which I think is fascinating, creating safety standards for the ambulance manufacturing industry. So he found that the actual death rates in an awful irony for emergency services workers was quite a bit higher, that there were not appropriate safety standards for ambulances, and he has really changed it. A totally different kind of story. Gunter Weibel and his colleagues at the Smithsonian have created a way that the whole country, in fact the whole world, can get access to the amazing Smithsonian collection online through 3D imaging and through printing technology. So, you want, and I get, to actually touch and hold the ruby slippers, you can get them. You can make them. I mean, I'm not sure actually they've done that particular part of the collection, but the point is that they're using technology to enable access to everybody, both, visually and potentially also physically to the Smithsonian collection. So, again, the stories are diverse.
Sure. And then you've got Homeland Security and law enforcement. That's something that touches in some manner every American.
Yes. And once again, you've got just fabulous stories that extend across a whole range of different issues, from a wonderful team, the Miami Heat team, that has addressed literally hundreds of Medicare fraud investigations, resulting in over 600 convictions in South Florida, recovering hundreds of millions of dollars, and this has become a model for other jurisdictions as well. To a FBI agent that did something enormously difficult, which was to bring to justice four prison guards who brutally beat and murdered an inmate and exposed really a culture of abuse in Alabama prison. So big range of things and, things that are really, really important to the American public.
All right, and then there is the nuts and bolts of just running the government, and so you've got an award category for management excellence.
Yes, and this is an interesting one because we created this category because we found that there were a lot of things that were important to the functioning of government that didn't have the same sort of resonance to the public. They actually made a difference, but it was not direct. And an example of this, obviously, is some of the technology things that are occurring, there's a gentleman, Sonny Hashmi, at GSA.
We know him well.
Yeah, well, he's done obviously incredible work around moving GSA to the cloud and really being a trailblazer in allowing technology to reduce cost and improve effectiveness in government. But it goes on and on from there. Alan Lindenmoyer from NASA, who really has been instrumental in developing the private space business. So, transforming NASA's space travel program so that it's not relying simply on government rockets, but allowing both cheaper and also an improved commercial industry by using commercial companies. One of my also favorites is, Ron Walters at VA. Unbelievable. He's responsible for burial services at veterans' VA cemeteries. They have the highest customer satisfaction rating, not in government, but in everything, private sector, public sector, ever been before, so never seen higher customer satisfaction, and it's the families of those that have lost somebody, but it demonstrates how government can be the leader and is in many instances.
And then we've got national security and international affairs, again, the reach of government and the influence of the expertise that we have that can go worldwide.
Yep. I mean, our country is a global leader, and it matters to the world. And again, in here, you've got, stories as broad, again, as Jill Boswinkle, who is at USAID and has provided safe drinking water to 5 million people in Kenya and Uganda, which is literally saving thousands and thousands of lives, mainly children, which is obviously incredibly important and impactful. You have, the Lord's Resistance Army, obviously a major problem, and we have Jonathan Gandomi, who was central to coordinating the U.S. efforts at trying to address the atrocities of the Lord's Resistance Army and made a real difference in even getting folks to defect, and now is actually at the White House. I will note that he is also a relatively young person in government. And Sean Young and Benjamin Tran, which the two of them are addressing a really critical problem, which we've heard about a lot, obviously, IEDs in Afghanistan and Iraq. They've created much more sensitive aerial sensors that are enabling the Army to detect and destroy these improvised explosive devices, and the impact has been phenomenal. I mean, essentially, where they're using these new aerial drones, they're beating the IEDs. So it's a huge deal.
And, of course, we know there's lots of scientific and engineering expertise in the government, so you've got a science and environmental medal finalist, too.
Yep. And, again, as you can tell, there's obviously an extraordinary range of things that are happening in government all the time. And, some wonderful stories here, Bill Charmley and James Tam, they're responsible for setting up the, fuel consumption and emission standards for cars and light trucks. That is going to literally double fuel economy, and that will result in...
And not just going downhill, either.
Yeah, no, that is correct. That is correct. Uphill, downhill, wherever you want to take your car, that car will go with needing much less fuel, and not only will that save people a ton of money, but it will also reduce carbon dioxide emissions by literally 6 billion metric tons. So, huge deal. And once more, you get fabulous entrepreneurs. You've got... Richard Rast from the Air Force Research Laboratory has figured out a new low-cost method of tracking space debris, which essentially means that Gravity 2 will not happen as a sequel. He's going to be able to figure out the ways for us to identify that space junk and prevent it from actually causing problems.
And so very quickly, what happens to those people between now and September 22nd when we've got the award ceremonies?
Well, we will recognize them at a breakfast on the Hill on May 6th. And we will try to vet them as much as possible. We're hoping that their colleagues and other media outlets are trumpeting their accomplishments. And then, obviously, finally, on September 22nd, we have the big gala. But our goal really is to give these folks the recognition they more than deserve and to make sure that their colleagues and the American public get to hear a little bit more about, you know, what's good happening in government. I'll just end on that note, which is we have a whole architecture in government. We have the IGs. We have congressional oversight. We have, frankly, a lot of investigative journalism finding problems in government. Next to no one is looking for the good things. And I've never seen an organization get better if all you do is find what's bad. These people demonstrate that the government is doing amazing things. We'll get more people like them if we recognize them and encourage others to follow in their footsteps.